On Tuesday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer revealed her first proposed budget, including a funding plan for fixing the state's roads and bridges. Reaction to the $2.5 billion plan has been mixed. Business leaders from Michigan, a roundtable of CEOs and university presidents, are in favor of raising revenues. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky agrees the roads are in need of fixing, but that drivers cannot absorb a proposed 45 cents a gallon fuel tax hike.
That's what I put on the table. It's a real solution. I know it's jarring for some people, but when we're used to politicians telling us what we want to hear instead of doing what needs to be done, the reality check is hard.
Governor Whitmer says she's open to road funding ideas, but that $2.5 billion is what it's going to take to get it done.
That's the spend level it's going to take to fix this problem in the next 10 years. Even at that level, it's going to take 10 years to get to a place where we're at 90%. And that's the federal standard. So we got a lot of work to do. We're behind where other states are in education. We're behind where other states are in the skills gap. We're behind where other states are in infrastructure. So we got a lot of work to do, but we're up to it.
Governor Whitmer is also proposing a $500 million boost in state K-12 school spending. Patrick Center, WGVU News.